and it's basically lots of good people doing great things. Marianne starts with a heartwarming tale of a man who's completely turned his life around.
A Norwich man who has had his own fights with depression has penned a new book to help children cope with their emotions. After struggling during lockdown, 34-year-old Chris Dixon sought help and found that therapy made a huge difference to his overall outlook on life. And it is this experience that inspired him to search for a way of helping children learn more about their emotions. Being a keen illustrator, the digital marketer decided to put his hobby to use and write a book for children. The end result is That's Okay, a collection of his own drawings illustrating a range of emotions with explanations for how they feel. Mr. Dixon said, "The idea for the book stems back to my therapy, which helped me to realize that I didn't really fully understand my emotions. It has always felt to me that when you are younger, you are almost taught to suppress your emotions rather than express them, and that is often what leads to problems. So I wanted to find a way to help." The book is available both as an e-book and in physical form, and Mr. Dixon has held online readings of it. He added, "I've always had a real passion for illustration, so I thought this would be an ideal way of using that. The book is all about teaching children that it is okay to have different feelings. It's okay to be happy and excited, but it's also okay to be angry or upset. I found getting to understand that myself did wonders for my own mental health issues." Mr. Dixon said that lockdown, in particular, led to a great deal of anxiety for him, but that seeking help was a turning point the book stemmed from. He said, "I really hope the children that read the book learn how to react to their different emotions and get more confident and comfortable with their feelings. I never really did that to begin with, and it led to a lot of anxiety and depression."
A Heartsease mum who has multiple sclerosis has climbed a mountain to raise awareness for her daughter's condition. Janine Norman, 47, has a 5-year-old daughter, Olivia, who was diagnosed with alopecia last year. Olivia was later given a free wig from the Little Princess Trust. Olivia's grandmother, 83-year-old Anita Lord, said, "Olivia loved her wig so much that a family friend came up with the idea of climbing a mountain to raise money for the charity. But it was never going to be easy, as Janine has a fear of heights." Anita said, "She thought she would never make it. She hates heights, but just as we knew she would, she did it." Janine and a friend completed the Snowdon climb on August the 6th, with Anita saying she was so proud of her daughter. She added, "Janine is so lovely, she'll do anything for anyone. She tries to battle MS, and so far she's done it. She's an inspiration." Janine, who works as a team manager at the co-op in Wittard Road in Heartsease, said, "When my friend suggested the climb to raise awareness, I was nervous. My fitness isn't the best, and I was worried my MS would raise its ugly head. But I wanted my children to realize that no matter what, with a lot of determination and willpower, we can achieve whatever we want to." To donate to Janine's fundraiser for the Little Princess Trust, visit www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Janine-Norman4.
A Norwich accountant has raised almost £2,000 for the East Anglian Air Ambulance after taking on one of the toughest sporting challenges around. Tim Barnes, 39, who works as an audit senior manager at Lovewell Blake, completed the grueling Ironman triathlon. A 3.8-kilometre swim in open water, leading into a 180-kilometre bike ride, followed by running a full marathon, 42.2 kilometres, in just over 14 hours. Mr. Barnes visited the East Anglia Air Ambulance's headquarters at Norwich Airport to hand over the £1,950 he raised in the process, enough to pay for 5 vital blood plasma units, which are used by the service to help some of the most seriously injured patients, and they have a better chance of survival and recovery.
A city butcher who has worked with three generations at a family-run business is finally hanging up his apron after 39 years. Mike Batch joined Archer's Butchers in Plumstead Road back in 1983 and is now the longest-serving employee, but he's retiring. The 75-year-old started working for the Archer family when the now owner, Jamie Archer, was just 8 years old, and the business was run by his grandfather, John. Since then, he's watched the business, which started in 1929, grow, and generations come and go, but now, he says, it's time to put his feet up.
The historic Norwich Cathedral has revealed its new dean. Reverend Canon Dr. Andrew Braddock has been announced as the landmark 40th Dean of Norwich. The appointment approved by Her Majesty the Queen is a return home for the 51-year-old. Reverend Braddock spent his first 10 years of public ministry in the Diocese of Norwich. He said, "It's a great joy to be returning to Norwich. This cathedral is where I was ordained in 1998. It's also where I met my wife and began our family. I've been away for 14 years, so it's very special to come back. I feel complete." After being ordained, Reverend Braddock was appointed rector of Cringleford and Colney in 2001. In 2008, Reverend Braddock was appointed diocesan missioner of Gloucester. Reverend Braddock will take over from the very Reverend Jane Hedges, who retired in May 2022.
Norwich City new boy Marcelino Nunes is a superstar in the making. That's the verdict of Canaries teammate Tim Krul, who's been impressed at how quickly the Chilean has adapted to the championship since his arrival from Club Deportivo Universidad Católica for around $3.9 million in the summer. Nunes has already become a fan's favourite with the Norwich faithful, and Krul revealed his presence has lifted the dressing room at Coney, despite his limited English. "Nunes doesn't speak a word of English, and I've had some cracking conversations with him," said Krul. "He got tackled so badly in training today, and he just started laughing. The day he signed, I saw him on the training pitches, and he was so impressed with the way the grass was cut. Where he came from, it was just sand and mud. He's another superstar in the making. He's such a good player, so it's easier for him. But when he started doing all these crazy diagonal long passes the other day, he came into the changing room and had a good few English words chucked at him, so he's learning quickly. When you see a new player come in and thrive, it lifts the spirits of everyone when you're winning."